Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Scombies, Scombies MBI. I'm back. So today, I'd like to talk about a very important topic. Unfortunately, I wanted to talk about this several days ago when I wanted to record my first Walk and Talk podcast. Unfortunately, that podcast had no quality in it, so it wasn't hearable at all. So as you may know, it was because of my hands-free earphone. So yeah, that was because of that. And I wanted to talk about ego, and right now I want to talk about ego right now. So what is ego? E-G-O. Have you ever heard of this? E-G-O. Ego. And here's the reason that I want to talk about this, and I'm going to give you the definition of ego in a minute. Recently, I've been watching a video from Elliot Hulse, and he was talking about his right bicep. So he torn his right bicep. He got a huge injury. So he was suffering from injury. He's been suffering from injury, some injuries in his right bicep, right arm. And yeah, of course, he got recovered, and recently he got back to the gym and he was lifting weights and he was building some muscles. So he talked about ego, and he said that sometimes injuries, pains, or problems, challenges are necessary for you to understand that you're just a human. And when you have these problems, when you actually fail, in that case you understand that your ego was controlling you. So as a result of that, you've been struggling with some other ideas, some other power that you've never thought about. So ego, especially big ego, because all people, men or women, they have ego, and it's a very natural thing. But big ego means to be arrogant, means to have arrogance. And arrogance means overconfidence. So if you have overconfidence and you think that you're a winner, hey, I'm a winner, no one can beat me or something, and I am this, I am that, you have this idea in your mind, you have this big ego, and your ego is controlling you. And when you fail, you will be yourself again. And I wanted to talk about this because here in Weblog, usually we share our experiences about the different issues. So I wanted to talk about this because I once had experienced this. And I remember that when I was in college, I was studying in college, bachelor degree. I wanted to have that bachelor degree, and during that period of time I was a bodybuilder for almost 4 years. I've been practicing for 4 years. So I had those muscles, and I felt that okay, I'm so powerful, I have these muscles, and I am good looking or something. And everyone would come to me and they would talk to me, right? They would come and ask me for advice how I can be like you. And I can say that by far my body was a good body in our class, the best body in the class, and of course a good body in college, because no one else in the college, they weren't like me, you know, they didn't have the muscles like me. So these advantages that I had back in those days led me to this huge ego, this overconfidence. And when you are super confident about yourself and you think that yeah, I am this and I'm that, and when you people compare themselves with you and you think that I'm still a winner or something, and when you lose, you will lose very badly, or you will have this feeling of devastation. So I remember that I had this injury. It wasn't even even some injury. It was a disease. So diseases, they come from they come from nowhere, right? They come from nowhere, and you don't have any idea why this disease happened to you, right? So it wasn't an injury. It wasn't because of gym, lifting weights or something like that. Just that happened to me. That happened to me for no reason. And it was a very rare disease that I faced 2 years ago. That I over, and of course I had to overcome it. I have to heal myself and recover myself. So I said to myself, okay, let's use bandages and take care of the hand. It's gonna be okay. But it never has become okay, and I had to have a surgery. And surgery was very expensive for us, especially on those days, because we were super poor. And I had this ego. I had this huge ego, and people, they were they would come to me and they would ask me for advices, and they would tell me, oh, I want this body just like you. How can I create this? How can I build this body to be muscular like you? Back in those days, I was so full of myself, and suddenly this thing happened, and I felt like I lost everything. I lost everything. And I think that was a good experience. That was the best experience that I've experienced in my life. And because if that disease would not happen, if that disease never happened, I would never actually find myself, and I would never actually grow like who I am right now. I'm not some special guy or something. I'm still learning. I'm just human. But right now I feel like, damn, if that thing wouldn't happen to me, where would I be, right? So that thing happened to me, and I was super devastated for several months, because I was losing weight, and of course as a result of that, I've been losing muscles, of course. And I felt so bad, because those people who would come to me and ask me for advices, and they would come and give me lots of their ideas, and they wouldn't show up anymore. And even each time they would see me, they would come to me and they would tell me, hey, you're getting thinner and thinner. And that was terrible. And then I realized that's done. I'm gonna be thin. I'm gonna lose a lot of muscles, and I'm gonna be like before the gym. And I lost my ego, and suddenly my ego crashed, and I lost it. And it became so little that I lost all of my confidence. So I couldn't even go outside and to look at people. I felt like that. And you know, I would usually go outside to go to doctor, to show my hands. That was it. I wouldn't go outside because I was very upset about that. So I would go there and they would see my hand. They couldn't find the disease. They couldn't guess it. So that was a terrible part in my actually disease, about my disease actually, because it was very rare. So I went there, and finally, after several sessions, after spending a lot of money, finally they found out what was my disease, and they actually, of course, I had to actually had that surgery, had an operation. I had to have an operation. And of course, we didn't have much money, because it would cost at least 3.5 million tomans. And back in those days, I didn't have any insurance. Right now, I have insurance and I can use it. So it's not about insurance, because insurance these days are bullshit. Because recently, I had an operation to get rid of that platinum in my hand. And still, the insurance didn't pay for that. I paid it with my pocket, with cash. So, yeah. Yeah, back in those days, we must pay it ourselves because we didn't have any insurance. So my father, I had to wait for my father to sell his rice and our rice, of course, to actually make a little bit of money to have this operation on my rest. So yeah, after a couple of months, actually I had that operation, but I was very humble after that because I knew that I had to rest at least 2 years. 2 years, and you will be a different person, right? So that thing happened, and I realized that I'm nothing like the thing that I thought about. I am just a person. And right now, that thing, that attitude stood with me up until now. And I feel like, yes, that's the thing I have to take care of. And right now, I'm super humble right now. Sometimes I become arrogant, but mostly when I remember that, because this pain won't go away. I'm pretty much sure about that. Right now, my hand still has pain after two operations. My hand still has pain because each time I feel that pain, I suddenly tell myself, "Hey, you're still that person." And recently, I watched that video from Elliot Hulse, and I realized that yes, he's right. He's totally right. Sometimes injuries, pain, challenges—they're needed for us, right? Because recently I've been talking to one of my friends, and he was talking about pain, and he said that I hate pain. Why we have to have pain? Pain is so annoying. And I told him about this thing, and he realized that pains sometimes they are very good. And I realized that because when you have these pains, because when you're so arrogant, you think that you're awesome. But when you feel the pain, you think that you're not awesome. You're not 100%. You're not perfect. You're just a guy or a girl. And in that case, you can just sit there, sit somewhere, and think about yourself very well. And I had this huge amount of time, huge period of time to sit somewhere and think. And of course, work on myself. You know, I learned English. I learned drawing a little bit. So I had this great opportunity. This pain made me to do that. Actually, I had this opportunity to sit somewhere and think about who I am and what I am capable of. And I had this great opportunity just because of that pain, just because of that challenge, just because of that disease that came from nowhere. So I think there's nothing much to add to it, but I want to ask you a question, guys. If you're listening to this, have you ever had these kind of experiences? Have you ever had some injuries, some problems, some challenges in your life that made you wonder that you were so much full of yourself, you were overconfident? Have you ever had this experience that after the pain, you realize that you're just a human. You're just someone who can improve himself or herself by realizing that sometimes you must be humble to understand that life is much more powerful than you and much more stronger than you. So, have you ever had this kind of experience? If yes, please share with me. I'd like to hear you, or write your stuffs if you have anything. And sometimes it's good to hear or read some other people's opinion. So, if you're listening to this, please share it with me. I'll appreciate it. And that's it. I think it's enough. And thank you so much because you're listening to this. Thank you so much you're listening to this and you listen to this, of course. And share your ideas and please update your weblogs. I'd like to know about you guys. If you like to share some ideas, I'll be I'll appreciate it if you share and let me read your comments on your weblogs, read your posts, because I'm a fan. So thank you so much, guys, and that's it. Bye for now.